This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're closing off our show today with really one of the major headlines that has emerged today, which is the fact that a riot broke out at the Temporary Immigration Detention Depot in Bandar Baru, Kedah, and this was around 4:30 this morning. And it resulted actually in a massive escape attempt.
So Dato Sri Khairul Zaimi Daud, who is the Immigration Department Director General, said that the detainees smashed the door and the grill at the depot before fleeing. 528 detainees escaped. 362 of them have been detained and returned to custody by 10 a.m. today. Sadly, six of the detainees who attempted the escape have died while they were attempting to cross the highway. That is two men, two women, a girl and a boy. Now, they were believed to have walked through villages before arriving at an oil palm plantation, which was situated next to the North-South Expressway. And essentially, they died as they were trying to cross that highway. So overall, a pretty shocking thing to happen, but also one with a very sad outcome.
Yes. And I think it just had us thinking that we should talk about perhaps the circumstances surrounding this and also take a look at what immigration detention depots are like, what they do, you know, what living conditions might be like there. And that's what we're going to do next. If you have thoughts on this story, though, share them, send them our way. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to go through this issue is Kenneth Cheng, Documentation and Monitoring Officer at Swaram. Kenneth, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So as we mentioned earlier, there was an escape attempt this morning at a temporary detention centre following a riot, which has left six people dead. What are the kinds of conversations and reactions you're hearing about this?
I think what has happened in Kedah is certainly a national tragedy that deserves our attention. And I'm more concerned about the attitudes of our society displays towards refugees and undocumented migrants on the act of escaping, rather than why individuals would risk their life to hold a protest, you know, and escape. Was it due to the fact that these Rohingyans are fearing for their life because of potential deportation, or is it because the conditions and treatment they receive in detention center that they felt compelled to act, you know? Yeah.
What can you tell us about the conditions in detention centers?
Swaram has at times received cases of violations of rights, and they have often spoke about appalling conditions of detention centres. According to a fact-finding report conducted by Indonesian NGO Koalisi Buruh Migran Berdaulat,
where they actually interviewed deported Indonesian migrants in detention centre in Sabah, and actually they talked about the appalling condition in the detention centres. For instance, they were arrested during this COVID-19. They actually eyewitnessed the number of detainees keep increasing, and it actually got overcrowded to a point that they confided they have to sleep on their side due to insufficient space. And the unsanitary conditions was further exacerbated by the overcrowded issue. So there will be even less availability of clean water. And they even say that the food logistic was so stretched that the food provided was often still raw and rice was uncooked, you know. So that is why also detainees started to contract diseases like skin problems, you know. So, yeah, it should be noted that also I would like to mention that Malaysia's second wave of COVID-19 infection actually started from these overpopulated detention centres, if we still remember back then during the mid-year of 2020, yeah.
So we're hearing about the riot involving 650 people and there were 500 detainees who attempted to escape. You just mentioned overcrowding. Looking at these numbers, what does that tell us about how large these centres are and how many people are detained there?
Well, I'm not sure what is the capacity of the Kedah Detention Centre, but there was one report actually that said that there were only around 20-something security personnel, you know. That perhaps could give you a clue or indication whether the detention centre is overcrowded. Because if you have a detention centre that was estimated to help around 500 detainees, surely you won't be only having 20 security personnel, especially in such places where security is a major concern, you know. So we have also heard about how COVID-19 actually has further complicated the whole procurement of deportation documents, you know. This delay in procurement of deportation documents coupled with like extra bureaucracy that needed to go through because of COVID-19 also could be which also resulted in prolonged detention. And also, I would like to mention the political crisis that is actually still happening in Myanmar actually further stretches the incoming of Rohingya refugee, which also sort of like play a part in perhaps overcrowding our detention center, especially in the Kedah detention center, where most of the Rohingya refugees enter Malaysia through Langkawi at that side of the coastal. Yeah.
What kind of engagement and work do organizations like Swaram do in trying to address these issues?
I think mostly as a documentation and monitoring officer like myself, I actually document these kind of issues like major human rights violation issues that concern migrants and refugees into our annual human rights report. But aside from that, Swaram has been consistently asking the government to actually ratify the UN Convention on Refugees. And unfortunately, Malaysia is still one of the few countries that is not signatory to it, because that is important, because if without the UN Convention on Refugees, the government would not be compelled to actually have a system to process applications for asylums and ensuring most refugees don't live in a precarious don't live in a precarious condition like what we are having right now. Because what we see in the condition of refugees in Malaysia right now is that they are either at risk of arrest as undocumented migrants, sufferings, negative sentiments and all this kind of thing, or actually they are bound to be exploited in low-paid jobs that Malaysians tend to avoid.
You've touched on actually a wide range of issues over the course of this conversation. How receptive is the Immigration Department in addressing these?
I think unfortunately it's like I did some research on being interviewed by BFM, is that I found that little has been very reviewed by the Immigration Department, because what we have currently in Malaysia, or actually during the COVID times, is that the sort of like the rise of COVID actually sort of like hardened the attitude towards migrant. And what we trying to solve this issue is trying to detain them more, engage in like those kind of like very publicized rates, you know, to show that the government is doing. But this has actually not just overcrowded our detention center, and it actually doesn't solve the whole issue of COVID-19, you know. So there are some steps that actually the Immigration Department could actually learn from the prison department. Like, for example, prison department actually sort of like suffer some sort of issue of overcrowding. So to ameliorate that, they actually let those offenders, those prison inmates they still have at least 6 or 7 months sentencing to be released earlier, you know. So I think this kind of a policy might invite controversy, so that it might be a bit divided in that sense. But at least, you know, the prisons are doing something, you know, securing the early release of prison inmates to actually ease out the overcrowdedness in prison. But little has been or done by the Immigration Department to actually solve this overcrowding problem. Yeah.
We have just 30 seconds left with you, Kenneth. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
I think most importantly is that we need to look at how, I think a lot of times people will immediately condemn the act of escaping, but we need to actually explore the reason why all these detainees held a protest actually under such dire circumstances and actually went out and tried to escape. Because what is at risk to them, what they think is that presumably staying inside the detention center is actually much riskier, and which they dare to make an escape. So these are things that we need to think about it. Information is still limited. While we are awaiting information, I think the society needs more empathy and needs more thinking, needs more reflection upon this issue other than the usual condemnation of such act, because it is a national tragedy. Yeah.
Kenneth, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Kenneth Cheng, Documentation and Monitoring Officer at Swaram, weighing in on just a rather shocking headline that emerged from a detention centre this morning in Kedah. Ultimately, there was a massive escape attempt. Six people were left dead, and we were just trying to understand, I guess, the circumstances surrounding it. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.